In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Whenever I go to Walmart, people will tend to stare at me because I'm always dressed in one of two ways. Either I'm dressed in a cassock, and so people stare at me because there's this man walking around in a black dress, or I'm in gym clothes, and then it's usually my parishioners staring at me because suddenly they discover that I have legs. In either case, as a priest, you get used to the feeling like everyone is always looking at you wherever you go. But sometimes all Catholics get to feel this way, when we make the sign of the cross at a restaurant, for instance, when we have ashes on our forehead. 2 weeks ago, I was in Destin on a Friday during Lent, and my waitress at Waffle House couldn't comprehend why I didn't want bacon or sausage with my waffles. The large crowds that gathered in Jerusalem on that first Palm Sunday were joyfully waving palm branches, throwing their cloaks in the road, and shouting out, "Hosanna to the Son of David. Blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord." And they had good reason to be excited. Jewish messianic expectation was at its peak, and Jesus was going to be their king. He would be the Messiah who would free them from the Roman oppression. It wasn't long after that joyful celebration, however, that their excitement ended. The Jewish chief priests, the leaders of Israel, they were not celebrating. They were not excited. They were jealous and angry that the rejoicing crowds were going to proclaim Jesus as king, and they would lose their position and authority. So they accused our Lord of treason and had the Romans arrest him. When the circumstances had completely changed, the people, too, changed quickly as well. They lost their enthusiasm for following Christ. Seeing that the chief priests were against him, they told themselves, "It is no longer safe to follow Jesus." They were thinking about their comfort and security. Would they give it all up to follow this Messiah? Would it be safe to follow him? When would it be safe? They might have asked, when is it ever safe to follow Jesus? Did Jesus promise a safe road? Is the call of God to be followed only if it leads to peace and safety and comfort? Did not Christ say, "If anyone would come after me, let him deny himself and take up his cross and follow me"? The path of Christ was always the way of the Christ, the way of the cross. The people of Jerusalem had been enthusiastic about following Christ until problems arose. They were not the only ones who have ever asked that question. What is it going to cost me to follow Jesus as the Messiah, as the Lord? What will it cost me in reputation? What will it cost me in relationships and respect? If I follow him, will it appear to others that I'm trying to be better than they are? Will they ridicule me for that? Will they tell me I'm childish or naive? I don't want my life to seem different from that of my friends and family. I don't want anything I do to create a distance between me and them. What is it really following? What is it really going to cost for me to follow Jesus? The people on Palm Sunday may have remembered that Christ had said to us just last week, "Unless a grain of wheat falls on the ground and dies, it remains a grain of wheat. But if it dies, it bears much fruit." It was sacrifice and a death of selfishness and self-centeredness that he was saying is the only real way to happiness and fulfillment now and into life and eternity. But that was too hard for the people of Jerusalem to accept. If I would think today that being a Catholic should always be convenient and won't cost me anything at all, or hasn't costed me anything at all, or if I expect that being a Catholic will offer me approval in this world and the respect of my friends and relatives and comfort, I've already allowed myself to stray from the path that Christ has given us to lead to salvation. It's the same way the people of Jerusalem ultimately did not accept Christ as their king. I would then no longer really have Christ as my Lord and God if I didn't embrace the humiliation and the suffering, the looks from people that sometimes will come to me because of him. The people of Jerusalem forgot that Jesus had said, "Enter by the narrow gate, for the gate is wide and the way is easy that leads to destruction, and those who enter by it are many. But the gate is narrow and the way is hard that leads to life, and those who find it are few." Let us not be like the crowd on that first Palm Sunday. Let us rather resolve to follow Christ faithfully and fully, even if it is not convenient, and even if we have to make sacrifices, and even if the world tells us we're being foolish or we're wrong, even if we get looks in restaurants and in grocery stores. This Holy Week, we tell our Lord, "I will put myself and my life in your hands. I will set my path toward you and away from the world. I will let you determine my actions, my goals, by following what you have revealed to be the way that leads to life, so that I can join the triumphal procession into eternal life and to the real joy of the celebration of the resurrection. Praise be Jesus Christ, now and forever. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.